Welcome to Get Gig Ready. If you're a music maker emerging or early in your career, or even a veteran looking to brush up on the basics, we're here to get you close to some amazing local talent to help amp up your skills. Get Gig Ready is presented by City of Ryde, Lane Cove Council, the Live Music Office, Music New South Wales, and 2SER with support from Macquarie University. This week on the show, I'm joined by Chill Chaney, a freestyle rapper and a wonderful performer from here in Sydney, who's been putting some wonderful stuff together and is just about to drop a new single, Laying Low. I want to bring you on to talk a little bit about what goes into that, and particularly freestyle rap, because we've had a few rappers on the show, but never kind of touched that field. So welcome to the show, Chill Chaney. It's so good to have you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show. It's really nice to be part of this wonderful program and all that.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, let's kick into that freestyle rap, because we've had a lot of rappers, and I know all of the rappers that are kind of in my circle, so to speak, have a bit of a background in freestyle. Everyone, you know, likes to spit a flow over the top of someone else's bars just to kind of get the heat of it, to feel it out and see what they can do. But for something, for yourself, it seems to be something that you kind of push as a way that you write music. Could you talk a little bit about that and how it informs the way you put your songs together?
Yeah, 100%. So I've been watching so many videos, and they basically go down through like cadence and all that. So a lot of them actually scat. So like they do bada bada ba 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 ba, like to determine your flow and rhythm. And I feel like I get really great influence from that, like the scatting and all that. And through that, I can actually create my lyrics. So that's one process that I actually grew up upon. And especially like coming from a high school with like freestyle rapping, and we used to do like rap battles and freestyle and all that, I feel like it's such a creative process.
You know, how does that skill set translate going from, you know, the battle rap context, coming up with it on the fly, to putting something that you can stand behind listening to it over and over again, rather than kind of like cringing about, ooh, that didn't come out quite right?
Battle rap and performing live is actually really similar, because you need to engage with the crowd and like you have that tied in together. And like with battle rap, you need to come up with good rhymes, good lyrics and all that. And even though with the recording and the live performance, you like it all sort of links, like even though it's completely different, but like there's some elements that can link within everything that you've talked about.
Yeah. I guess the other thing that's kind of fun, particularly for Australian rap, is that, I mean, I guess part of it is the accent, because, you know, accents come across so much stronger in rap than a lot of other lyricism. What is exciting to you about being able to show your own voice rather than trying to like, you know, fake another accent to fit into what's expected of you?
I feel like it's really good to be unique, especially with the industry, such a large amount of musicians, so talented, and it's really cool being unique, having that style. I used to sound like, when I started rapping, I used to listen to Cursor, 360, like all the big names, and they actually really influenced me. But nowadays I'm listening to like the American rappers and all that. So like I have that sort of two different countries that have influenced me, where I can sort of link that into my style.
Yeah, and even then, like the American rap scene is so influenced by like Latino and Mexican scenes that have really, you know, diversified and made this super cool scene all around the world, with a lot of really direct influence in not only the kinds of music that's made, but the way that people speak in the music, which is a really unique influence that not many other genres can get into.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess the other thing I wanted to talk about is that while you've been promoting Laying Low, you've been talking a little bit about heavy expectations. What are some of those expectations that you struggle with as an independent musician, and how do you work to overcome them?
I feel like it's becoming more difficult as the music genre sort of progresses, because there are, like I said, there's so many emerging artists that are so talented. And like with those heavy expectations I'm experiencing from family, friends, and even the broader music industry, like I've got a number of declines with playlists, with blogs and all that. But like as we progress, I feel like it is getting more difficult. And like, as I said, we need to wear many hats. Like you need to know music, you need to know business, you need to know production, you need to know songwriting. There's so many stuff that we need to wear to become an independent musician. And like, if we aren't earning much at this stage, you need to know everything and evolve with that. I feel like it's really important to showcase behind the doors to your fans, and like, showcase everyone that you're not perfect, you know, like everyone has to start somewhere. If it's making music on your phone, like not even like a $2,000 setup with a camera or whatever, like it's so important to showcase that and to portray it in your music, and it's raw, you know, like everyone has a story to tell. Like it doesn't matter if it's like the top dog, or like if it's like amateur looking, like everyone has a story to tell.
Yeah, I think it comes across really well. You know, is there ever a concern to you that it might not age as well? Like, why tell that story now? Why is that important?
I feel like with the trends, it's always changing. So like I've been looking up the trends and all that and the danceability and all that. And I feel like it is important to tell the history, you know, like to showcase what we have been experiencing during this time and the struggles that we have been facing, to showcase and to inspire the future generations that everyone can do it, even though it is tough.
Yeah, you mentioned in their danceability, then that's something that I guess has come into hip hop and rap a lot more than when it started. You know, it was always about the beat and the groove and the vibe, but it's not like you couldn't dance to early rap, but it's really fused with dance genres these days. Does that lend you something that you enjoy working with creatively as a musician?
Exactly. Yeah, 100%. Definitely. Like for the drum kit, like it needs to be catchy. It needs to be, have that groove to make it excitable for the listener. And with that trend going up, it's really important to showcase that.
Let's talk a little bit about Laying Low, your latest track. I haven't actually heard it yet. I'm about to hear it at the end of today's show, which I'm absolutely spoiled for. Could you tell us a little bit about the experiences that went into making this song and why you put them into music?
So like I've written this song during the pandemic. Like the negative mindset, everything that I've been experiencing during this pandemic has been really difficult for me. And I'm sure a lot of the viewers can relate to the mental health aspect, just being stuck in your four walls, you know, like it has been so difficult trying to overcome that. Even though you still have your passion and you still can do what you love in these four walls, it's really difficult without the social aspect and being able to have freedom. So like with Laying Low, like I try to put all that in the song. I try to do everything myself, so I have full creative control, and to showcase the heavy expectations from everyone and what I've been facing during this pandemic. And
everyone can relate to that experience through the pandemic, more or less. But one thing that's kind of interesting there to me is, you know, I've seen you mention online that you aren't the kind of person that normally speaks out and that music is that avenue for you. And I can definitely relate to that experience, because I'll get in to do my work on the radio each week and go, what do I have to talk about? I haven't done anything since the last time I was on microphone, you know, coming through to what is at least hopefully the tail end of this pandemic now. Are you looking forward to having this as like the full stop on your pandemic experience? Is that kind of what this track means to you?
Well, I sort of learned so much from this track. I sort of learned so much from the pandemic, and like, I feel like it could be the full stop. I'm trying to prepare for when the pandemic is over. It may not be the full stop, but what I know is that I have the knowledge and skills, so I'm out in the real world to actually do what I love and to follow my dreams and passion. So I guess like I'm just excited to meet everyone, to be honest. Just excited to have the crowd hyped, just jumping around, just like having that vibe. Like I really miss that.
Yeah, as are we all. I suppose it is about time that we leave you with Laying Low by Chil Chaney. It has been such a pleasure having you on the show, and so fascinating getting to pick your brain on this sort of stuff, because freestyle rap is one of the things that when I come into work each week, my production team behind the scenes on the radio is always chatting about, oh, look at this flow, look at these rhyme schemes. So I'm glad to be able to share kind of that background with our audience here on Get Gig Ready. So thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for that, Felix. I really appreciate the opportunity.
I've been laying low, do the same thing, I'm under control. Someone save me, heart is losing hope. Well, it's racing. I've been laying low, I've been laying low, ayy. Lately my life has been stuck on repeat. Follow the concepts, ads on TV. Overlooking this my scenery. Well, I've got too many theories. It's stuck in my room for 24 hours. You can assume to know much about me. I'm making moves, you think it is lousy. Focus on music, don't stay around me. Most inform me, music's too emotional. My own lane is created lately, I don't follow y'all. Living off opinion, something that's disposable. My image and my character are so proportional. I've been laying low, do the same thing, I'm under control. Someone save me, heart is losing hope. Well, it's racing, I've been laying low, I've been laying low. I've been laying low, do the same thing, I'm under control. Someone save me, heart is losing hope. Well, it's racing, I've been laying low, I've been laying low. Laying low, 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 low. straight parkour, rapid activity, all sports. Pacing but still raw, many ideas but not sure. Tripping on my cord, I'm ripping out every resource. That's what I've been taught, do everything back and forth. Sick of not learning anything, can never let them in, they be keeping secrets. Don't let no real foot roll, cause I worry to beat them and then defeat them. Those are the same people, don't enter my meeting for a reason. Don't enter my maiden, huh? Something that I've been feeling. I've been laying low, do the same thing, I'm out of control. Someone save me, heart is losing hope. While it's racing, I've been laying low, I've been laying low. I've been laying low, do the same thing, I'm out of control. Someone save me, heart is losing hope. While it's racing, I've been laying low, I've been laying low, laying low, laying low.